Environmental Director Perlman continues with further discussion of the world's critical ecological issues. For more information, you may call 310-559-9160 or go to www.ecoprojects.org. Now, here's Nancy.
I'm here in Hollywood at the New American Theater, where I have just seen an incredibly wonderful dark comedy called Boxing Lessons. With me is the playwright, John Bunzel. He is an author of over 14 plays. He's been awarded the Los Angeles Weekly's Playwriting Award for his plays Delirious and Gravity Shoes. And he continues to write very thoughtful, meaningful, and enjoyable plays. Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be with you. Thank you.
Quite frankly, the title of the play doesn't reflect what it's about. It's an incredibly funny, dark comedy about a death and the family interrelationships in Puget Sound in the state of Washington. It was significant because they kept going with their masks outside because there were fires in the area?
That's correct. So I was inspired by that last summer when I went up to the San Juans and there was a terrible smoke emergency. And it was so shrouded in smoke that planes couldn't fly, boats couldn't travel, people had terrible respiratory problems, and they had to walk around with masks in one of the most pristine areas of the world. So, you know, when I originally wrote the play, in early drafts, there was a storm raging outside. So this experience last summer inspired me to think, wouldn't it be more interesting metaphorically or symbolically to have there be a smoke emergency? And what does that say about also what's happening to the people? What kind of texture does that give to what's happening in the play? And I think it gives the play just an added sense of depth.
I think I'm not giving away the story because it was very early in the play that family members were gathering because of a death in the family, and they weren't sure if the death was intentional or a suicide, a body in very cold water.
That's right. So the play is early on. We know that the patriarch of the family, who is a famous children's author, he's written a famous Christmas book called Suck My Thumb, which was a big bestseller, and he has died mysteriously, and he's drowned in the bay. And they're not sure if he killed himself or it was an accident, but more and more evidence begins to point to one outcome or one strong possibility, and I don't want to give it away what happens in the play.
It's hard to talk about these great plays without covering every scene and every storyline, but we do know that there were different relationships between the kids, between the ex, between lovers, between many different people involved in this person's life.
Yes, so there's a lot of complexity to the relationships. And one of the challenges, I think, was with the play, really, was on just a plot point level, was to make the play simple enough so that people could follow it along. So you've got this complex story, but we had to make it so people could follow it and understand the story. And you tell me, you understood what was happening, and you're unraveling this onion, right? There's one surprise after another, and the audience, we feel, is with it all the way to the end.
And I kept feeling kind of guilty laughing at some of the new situations that people learned about this man and their relationships, because it was really serious, but yet you wrote it in such a way that one could laugh.
Well, I think that, to me, that's really what is so interesting about this genre of dark comedy, which I describe as a tragedy that's funny. And to me, to be able to actually pull off a play that's like that, where, as you said, you're dealing with subject matter that really shouldn't be funny. I mean, it's serious. You're dealing with, you know, deception and betrayal and, you know, secrets and shame and guilt and, you know, all these things that these people are going through. And yet we're laughing at it all because I think we empathize, or it's somehow we identify with, in some way, with what's happening to these people and our own family complexity.
And those secrets kept coming out.
That's
sort of what was funny, because they were so unexpected, and some of the various family members weren't aware of what had been going on for decades. There was one character that I kept waiting to see come out on the stage and didn't, and that was the dog. We heard it barking.
Yeah, we never had the dog. I at one point thought in the writing of it, wouldn't it be great to have the dog or see the dog? And I don't know if a future production where, you know, that was possible or you could do, you know, something like that, that there might be more you could do with that dog. But I actually like the fact that we just hear that dog, and I think the sound is really wonderful in the play. Chris Muscatello, who did the sound for us, and, you know, the foghorn and the dog barking, and, you know, all of that, I think, is very effective in the play.
You've written over 14 plays. You've received awards for some. I haven't had a chance to see all of them. I'm looking forward to it now that I've enjoyed this particular play called Boxing Lessons that you wrote. I love the little theater approach. The New American Theater is here in Hollywood, and it's so intimate. You felt like you're part of the production. You're so close.
So absolutely. And, you know, I want to put in a good plug for the New American Theater, because Jack Stalen, who is the director and runs this theater, or the artistic director here, along with Janine, his wife, Jack and I were classmates at Juilliard. So we've known each other now for 40 years. And Jack produced my first play called Delirious in New York at a small little theater that then came here in 1985 to Los Angeles and ran for a year. It was a big hit. So here we are now with my latest play, and Jack's producing that play as well. So we've come full circle. It's really, a story of friendship, camaraderie, partnership, and artistic collaboration.
And when these plays deal with relationships among human beings, how important is it that it's set in a certain environment? This was on an island in the Puget Sound in the state of Washington. It was in a remote cabin. They kept having problems getting their cell phone reception. Would it have made a difference if it had been in the cabins in a mountain here in the Southern California mountains?
So it's a good question. You know, in a early draft of the play, and I think I told you before we had this chat, that I took the first draft and I threw it away. And then started again. And you know, I remember stories about Lillian Hellman, the famous playwright, who would often talk that she would do that when she wrote a play. She'd take the first draft of her play and throw it in the fire and then start again. And she would remember what was great and she'd forget what didn't work. So, you know, when I first wrote the first draft of the play, it was set in an apartment building in a high rise. One of the reasons why I got rid of that draft is it just didn't work. It wasn't the right place for this play. And I, for me as a playwright, the place is a critical element in the play. And when I finally realized this is where I wanted to put it, in the San Juans, isolated on a cabin, and then finally this smoke emergency that's happening around it, I really had the sense of here's the place that speaks, is going to allow me to write the play I want to write.
Indeed, place does seem to play a role. The environment plays a role in how people react, what people do. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I want to thank you so very much for the opportunity to have a great evening watching the fantastic actors. They're powerful. I really saw the characters and felt that they identified with their characters. Boxing Lessons here at the New American Theater. Thank you very much for the production. Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you, and I hope everyone who hears this comes and sees it during a six-week run.
I have been speaking with John Bunzel, who is a playwright and playwright of Boxing Lessons at the New American Theater. We'll be back in a moment with more ecological issues.
Environmental Directions with host Nancy Perlman continues. Be sure to go to www.ecoprojects.org for more information.